And welcome back to Gillespie. Oh my gosh, it's been months since we've been on FTRradio.com. I want to thank Duke and Fingers and the whole FTR family for allowing Mark and me a little bit of a vacation, a little bit of a breather. But with me, as always, is my token Rhino host, guest host, co-host, I guess is probably more like it, Mark Warner. Mark, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Well, I've had a pretty decent day.
And are we bringing Ask a Rhino back tonight?
Oh yes. It is this is going to be a quality evening. First of all, our guest tonight will be Raz Schaefer from American Majority and American Majority Action. We'll be talking to him about, you know, presidential politics, what American Majority is doing. And especially in their lead up to CPAC. And then we're bringing back the ever popular, one of the most popular segments in FTR radio history. At least that's what Thomas LeDuc tells me. He may be lying. I think he's just trying to float my boat. But
Thomas LeDuc is an idiot.
Ask a Rhino is returning, and tonight's rhinos are you and John Brodigan, because honestly, the epic battles that we have seen on Twitter between you and Brodigan, well, they've been epic.
Well, and you know, John Brodigan is, well, John is just...
Tell me what you think about John there, Mark.
John Brodigan is, he reminds me of...
Spit it out.
I don't really know. I mean, he's ugly. He's stupid. He has no life.
This is
unfair. He tweets about stuff that no one really cares about.
This is unfair, Mark, because as we know, John Brodigan was one of the first bandwagon supporters for our man Midge.
Yeah, but now he's just like hating all over him.
Well,
and I don't want to hear it. Hold on.
Okay.
The thing is, with John Brodigan, he is... He's like this bad habit that you just can't get rid of, and he'll never go away.
Mark, are you saying that you can't quit John Brodigan?
I can quit John Brodigan, but he keeps popping up in my timelines, and my name keeps popping up on his Facebook. He's like he's a fan of me or something. I think he's part of the Mark Warner fan club.
Oh, gosh. Who would establish something as awful as that?
I don't know, but I think I'm going to establish it as much as my name is on his Facebook and Duke's Facebook and your Facebook and Twitter and everywhere else.
Well, it's because we're just so shocked of your support for Ron Paul.
Supporter. Where did you get that at?
You tweeted it on the night of the caucuses.
That tweet doesn't exist anymore.
It's because you were ashamed. Mark.
Your account and did that.
For those who question this, I retweeted it because I was just so shocked that Mark came out in support of Ron Paul.
Got to figure out your password and delete that too.
That's not going to happen.
It's wrong. I should report you as a spammer on Twitter.
I think you did that night, actually. I want to say that you did.
Yeah, I reported a lot of people as spammers that night.
Yes, because after your support for Ron Paul, you all of a sudden started getting a lot of Ron Paul followers.
Yeah, because, you know, that's what I do.
Yeah, because you're a Ron Paul supporter.
Crazy Uncle Ron. I support Crazy Uncle Ron.
Crazy Uncle Ron. Well, Mark, being that tonight is the New Hampshire primary, how do you see that playing out? Do you see your boy Ron doing well at all, or do you see your other boy Mitt doing well?
It's neither Mitt nor Ron Paul.
Ah.
I'm a Perry/Newt guy.
Perry/Newt. Now, you see, again, playing sides here.
No, because I know that if Perry doesn't make it far any further...
Which, unfortunately, is looking like the case.
Right. Then Newt will go a little bit further. I'm going to support Newt.
Now, are you sticking with Newt just because he sticks it to Romney pretty well? I mean,
yeah.
Those two, Mitt and Newt, are like you and Brodigan. Just in the way that you guys, you know, bicker at each other.
Which one is... Well, Brodigan is Romney.
I don't know. What did Peggy Noonan call Newt Gingrich? A little impish. Shoot, what was it? I'd have to go to Newt Gingrich Judges You, which is easily one of the best websites out there.
Right.
Denouncing what Peggy Noonan called him. But
now,
yeah.
Did you see what Newt did the other night in the debates?
What did he do?
Did you watch? I thought I told you to go to my Facebook page the other night and watch it.
By the way, I found the tweet. It said, "Mark Warner, I hope Ron Paul takes this race."
Yeah, that is not factual.
You tweeted it.
I did. Listen, that tweet is no longer in my thread.
Well, it may not be in your thread, but I retweeted it because it did appear in your thread.
Oh, I can just say, well, Josh made that up himself.
Well, clearly I didn't because I don't have access to your account there, Mark.
Yeah, but you could recreate it as you want.
How could I recreate your Twitter account?
I've done it before, and I've done it before, so there you go.
I think...
just admit that I've retweeted stuff that wasn't true.
You may have retweeted stuff that isn't true, but I don't retweet things that aren't true.
I retweeted something from Duke one night, and I changed the words.
Oh, that's a modified tweet there, Mark. There was no modification of this tweet from you.
I deleted everything.
And that's what we call deleting the evidence.
No, no, no. What I did, I deleted everything from his. I pulled it up.
Uh-huh.
I deleted all the words, and I changed all the words. It was a whole different tweet. It's like Brodigan is a douchebag or whatever. And Brodigan was like, "Duke, why'd you call me that?" And Duke's like, "That's not what I tweeted." I'm like, "Yeah, that's what I retweeted." I mean.
Okay, real quick. What was it that I was supposed to catch from Newt?
What he said about the media bias.
I missed that.
Go on my Facebook page and watch it.
Well, for our listeners, tell us what he said.
Oh, geez, you're going to make me. Basically, he called out the media bias because what happened is the issue of gay marriage came up.
Yeah.
Okay. And they were all talking. Mitt was like flip-flopping again. Oh, I don't support gay marriage, but I support the right to, you know, have freedom or whatever. And, you know, back in 2002 or whatever, he goes, I support gay marriage. And
yeah,
whatever. He flops around like a fish without water.
Yeah.
And the thing is Newt, and when they got to Newt, Newt's like, you know, we've been talking about this issue for so long. So why don't we talk about the media bias in this thing?
Ooh. Where
the media doesn't, you know, Catholic Charities has to give up their right to adopt kids because the president is you know, holding them accountable for something or something. I don't. Anyway, yeah. You have to watch it because he just nailed the media. And right after he nailed the media,
uh-huh.
And so he was like, well, okay, next question. Like, have you ever had one of those awkward phone calls and you're like, oh, it's time for me to go, click.
Yes.
Where that was one of those moments where Dan Snyder's like, okay, next question, click.
Nice.
Oh, I mean, he just nailed it. And that video went all over the place.
Well, speaking of all over the place, that's what Ask a Rhino is going to be coming up later tonight. But coming up next is going to be Raz Schaefer from American Majority and American Majority Action. And that is what I call a great segue. You are listening to Gillespie here on FTRradio.com. Please stick around. We're back, and it's going to be a surefire firecracker night with Mark Warner, John Brodigan, and we'll see what else happens. Stick around. You're listening to Gillespie here on FTRradio.com.
All right, you people on the left and right coasts, listen up. If you want to know what your fellow conservatives in the heartland of America, or as you call it, the flyover country, are thinking, go to your web browser and look at HoosierAccess.com. There you will find out what is on the mind of conservatives from the crossroads of America. HoosierAccess.com is the source for news, opinion, and commentary from conservative minds in the heartland. Add HoosierAccess.com to your favorites today. You can also follow at Hoosier Access on Twitter and Hoosier Access on Facebook and subscribe to this show and podcast forum on iTunes. That's HoosierAccess.com.
welcome back to Gillespie. Mark Warner is with me this segment, and our guest is Raz Schaefer. I know many of you probably know Raz. He works for American Majority and American Majority Action. Raz, thanks for being on the show tonight.
It's my pleasure. Thank you guys for having me on.
Well, first of all, I want an update on it's a new year. What's going on with American Majority? And it's obviously there's going to be a lot of excitement going on this year. What have you guys got planned?
No kidding. It's going to be a busy year. I got back to work this last Tuesday, and pretty soon I realized that this weekend was going to be the last one I was going to have off to about the middle of February. Because we got trainings, we got different conventions and stuff coming up. Everything's ramping up for the primary. And folks are getting active and getting excited about doing something this year. And it's great because especially in years past, so many of these resurgence movements of conservatism have died off within a year or two. And that's really why we've conditioned politicians to placate us for a year or two and then forget about us and just assume that we're not going to be a serious force. So seeing everybody get back in the saddle is great. This year, probably from the first month, we're going to pass 20,000 trained activists and candidates trained since inception, closing on 2,000 candidates. And we'll top, I think we're like 550 trainings since we started just a couple years ago. So it's going to be an exciting year, and we're looking forward to training as many candidates and activists as we can to make a difference.
Now, you touched on something that I found very interesting. You said that most politicians expect people's reactions and their involvement to kind of pass away to a certain extent, and they can kind of get away with certain things. But honestly, since about March of 2009, and this takes me back to the whole, I believe it was Rick Santelli, his rant on CNBC, that many people see as kind of the birth, so to speak, of the Tea Party movement. That a lot of politicians expected that to die off in time for the 2010 midterms, and it didn't. And we saw a complete change in the lower chamber in Washington and in the U.S. House. We saw the Democrats' majority in the Senate, it shrunk. We saw a lot of good candidates run. Unfortunately, they weren't able to pull some of it out. But that fervor has continued, whereas I think most politicians are like, so is this going to subside anytime soon? Are you seeing that a lot?
I am. And, there's a cyclic nature to politics in general, and people being active, it's just a function of that. But one of the biggest things you'll notice is there's two different reactions if you look at the left and the right. So if we jump up, start the Tea Party back in 2009, and that gets going. And so we got this huge conservative wave coming. And, the liberals, they say, oh, these guys aren't going to be able to stick with it. Mm-hmm. But for them, it's a sort of wishful thinking because you don't know, but you hope it does. And you hope that you can create this, have this self-fulfilling prophecy that they're going to go away because you keep telling them they can't do anything. And in our case, the opposite happened. I mean, they kept pushing through ridiculous legislation. They kept us fired up. They passed Obamacare. And with that, signed their own death warrants in many cases. So move forward, and we win the 2010 elections. At that point, you've got conservative politicians across the board pushing us on because they want to benefit from us helping carry them through. So they see something to gain. But I'll tell you what, if you look at the middle of November and going on to December and the start of the legislative season in the beginning of 2011, you saw a totally different reaction. All of a sudden, the conservative politicians, or most of them, not all, but most of these guys, all of a sudden stopped listening to the Tea Partiers. Yeah. They stopped returning phone calls. They would pat them on the heads and placate them a little bit, but they basically decided that there was never going to be a primary challenge or a serious effort. And the core of that is that, as you guys know, politics takes organization, and it takes consistent, focused effort. And if you don't have that, you can't win, and you sure can't win in primaries when you've got small numbers, but you don't have a whole lot of people that are getting out to vote, and it's hard to get new primary voters mobilized. And so in that kind of reaction you get from politicians, we've got to prove that they're wrong. And the only way you do that is by winning primaries against these guys. And that takes work. And that's ultimately why American Majority is here, is to help train people on the state and local level that can win those races there, that can show these politicians that we're serious, and then hopefully move up as they prove themselves and one day be the kind of guys that we see running these in these Senate and presidential elections.
Well, I kind of want to get your thoughts on the presidential election, and you know, we've talked enough. I know that basically, I'll even give the preface for you. The comments by Raz Schaefer do not reflect those of American Majority or American Majority Action. But I want your personal thoughts on the presidential primary so far, and the fact that a lot of these candidates, it seems the majority of them don't seem to, what's the word I'm looking for? I feel like they don't reflect a lot of the conservative values that seem to be coming to the fore within the Republican Party at this time. They seem to maintain what we've seen in the past, the John McCains, the Bob Doles, the George W. Bushes, the big government kind of Republicans. They want to talk a big game. They want a lot of the Tea Party support, but the candidates who seem to be more Tea Party-ish, the Herman Cains, the Michelle Bachmans, they catch fire quickly and then fade away for various reasons. But, you know, it seems like we've had Mitt Romney, and everyone's gone against Mitt Romney. And every week, those who have tried to take down Mitt Romney have risen and then fallen. Why is it looking like we're going to be stuck with Mitt Romney?
I only wish I knew, Josh. The toughest part is that there's a lot of things that go into it. And one of them is that we want a perfect candidate. We want that Ronald Reagan or whatever manifestation of him we can get these days, and we hope for that. I mean, that's why we saw people pushing to get different folks in the race, pushing to get Rick Perry in the race, and Chris Christie and your former governor up there in Indiana.
Now he's still he's still our current governor. He's not former yet.
He's current.
That shows you how much I know about Indiana politics.
That's okay, Raz.
But we see this very cyclic nature of the field, and Romney, as you guys know, name ID is one of the biggest determinants of whether you win elections. Because if people remember your name when they walk in the voting booth and they can't remember anybody else, they're probably going to vote for the person whose name they recognize.
Yeah,
they equate that name ID, however small, with a positive impression, and so we keep wanting this perfect candidate, and we got Romney out there who's been running since I feel like I was a baby.
Yeah.
And so he's got tons of name ID. He's got lots of money. He is the presumed favorite coming into this. And so to some degree, that's a lot of a self-fulfilling prophecy. And I'll tell you what, you can't fault him on the debate side. This guy's a pro.
Yeah.
I wish I could trash on his debate performances or anything about his campaign. It's a well-oiled machine. And they're doing a phenomenal job. As a political hack, I can't have anything but respect for the way they're running this thing. And that's having run this thing before, that puts them at a huge advantage over like Rick Perry, Rick Santorum, Newt Gingrich even.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Sorry.
I was just saying that primarily when you see each of these individuals come up, they're absurd. Bachman had hers for a while. There are different things that go and kill that. I mean, Rick Perry coming to the race is one of them. And the same day she wins Iowa straw poll and really wants to ride that way, Rick Perry just comes in and squashes that by jumping in the race and trouncing her.
Yeah.
And then you have Cain that's on the upswing, and then all the sexual allegations come out. Honestly, though, just as an aside, I think getting out with that attack that he can blame on a lot of the liberal media – it was probably the best thing that could happen to him, because a lot of the campaign finance questions that were coming up and being investigated in Wisconsin looked like there's a lot of truth to those. And if that would have taken him out, he would have had no excuse.
Yeah,
he wouldn't be able to blame the media. Now he can get a Fox gig. With Bachman, I applaud her decision to get out this last week. It was the right one. She's done some great stuff, and I in many ways have a lot of respect for her. She's been a huge friend of the Tea Party movement. But her, she just couldn't light fires under the right people and get enough focused individuals out there. Perry, I mean, he's my personal choice. He's my governor, and as you guys know, I kind of like Texas. As far as I'm concerned, every president should be from Texas. We'll let you other states have a chance every now and then. Apparently, this year is one of them. But I'm very frustrated with it because I think we – well, I know we're never going to get a perfect candidate until I run. We'll eventually
That's
get
right, Raz. I'm looking forward to one day – I mean, if we can have a Barack, why can't we have a Raz? I mean, really, President Raz. How cool would that be?
I think it would be pretty cool. But we can find somebody that's good. We can find somebody that's a strong conservative and hopefully willing to stand up against all these big government ideas. But as far as the reason we keep seeing these guys, I think part of it is because we've been promoting them for the last 30 years. And so now they're at this position where they have the name ID and the organization and they've given them political favors and know the game. And so they're the ones that are equipped to play. And those that are more indicative of the zeitgeist right now, being more conservative, don't have all that experience. So it's much harder for them to mount that kind of effort.
Mark, you're the show's token rhino. Why are you forcing Mitt Romney down our throats?
First of all, I will not ever shove Mitt Romney down anyone's throats.
That's right. You and Raz are the Rick Perry supporters.
Here's my issue with Rick Perry. It's not Rick Perry. It's his idiot campaign staff.
Yeah.
And his
I say that knowing a lot of them.
Again, real quick. The comments made by Raz Schaefer do not reflect those of American Majority or American Majority Action. All right, back to the regular.
Our lawyer loves you right now.
Okay.
His communications director is horrible. Horrible.
Hey, hold on. In defense of his communications director.
Don't even try to defend him, Josh. Just stop right now.
I'm sorry, but the ad that Rick Perry went out there after he made his mental flub during the debates, I thought that was pretty smart. I thought it was a funny ad. You know, a guy can make fun of himself. I appreciate and applaud a presidential candidate who can make fun of himself.
That's Rick Perry. That's not his con guy.
All right, fine.
Just stop.
Yeah, I don't think we can quite give credit because he's run some great ads. I don't know that can save the communications guy. The general handling of the media and the reporters that are tracking the campaign and just talking to them on a day-to-day basis has been just abysmal. His strength is retail politics, but he hasn't been able to put together the kind of campaign to leverage that as far as, a strong door-to-door campaign out in these districts. And he should have. And a lot of that was – came out of getting started pretty slowly. I think he should have had a much stronger focus earlier on in these states. But, the biggest thing that you keep coming back to is the debates. Mm-hmm. I mean, he came out in the first probably four were just largely failures.
Yeah.
And he'd had good moments. But it's just like with the big oops moment.
Yep.
Up till that point, I was literally jumping up and down because that answer up until the point where he starts going, was awesome. It was like one of the best answers he'd given up until that point when he crashed and burned.
And here's my whole thing with the Mitt Romney people. I don't know if you guys were watching Twitter this morning.
I was not. I was at church this morning, Mark.
Okay, irregardless. We're not talking about that. We're talking about a person, you can look at Twitter from this morning and see who I was debating with, and we're not going to go there. But this person is a nationally known figure. She's on Fox News Channel, and she's a committee woman for the RNC.
I know who you're speaking of.
And she's calling Newt a fat Santa and a baloney head and all this crap. And I'm sitting here going, name calling is like fourth grade stuff. Let's talk about the issues. Well, all of a sudden, I got drilled by her and another guy, and just they kept going after me. They go, "You're too mean," and I'm like, "Well, if you guys can't handle me, you can't handle
this." Remember, this is a particular person who has been pushing Palin for the longest time, and Mitt Romney and Sarah Palin are the total opposites.
Right. And here's my thing: is whenever you attack a Romney person or question Romney, you get drilled. Ron Paul people, I can handle.
They're
crazy, but they're crazy for a reason. But these Romney folks, and here's my thing is, why are we handing this to Mitt Romney?
Mm-hmm.
Why are we handing this to Mitt Romney? We cannot hand it to Mitt Romney. And I'll tell you, Duke's probably listening right now, and that's fine. I don't like you, Duke. I'm just saying. But
I was going to say, Duke is on the floor. One, because he's still recovering from the Saints drubbing the Lions. But two, you've kept him on the floor because you're spouting anti-Rhino philosophy.
Well, and the thing is my basic problem with this whole thing is we should be drilling Mitt Romney on those debates. And those candidates aren't doing that. Now, I'll give it to Perry and Newt these last couple debates. They've been doing very well, and they've been hitting him. But they haven't been hitting him as hard as they should be.
I was actually really impressed by the first about 10 or 15 minutes this morning. They were out for blood. I mean, every one of the questions and responses was all over Mitt. But after about 15 minutes, they stopped and barely hit him at all the rest of the debate. It was a waste.
The one thing that I will credit Mitt Romney for is that during these debates, granted, I know it's a primary and you need to focus on your primary opposition and the records that these governors or these congressmen or these senators have to defend, but the reason that Mitt Romney has appeared presidential is that he is, one, he's obviously an old pro at this debate thing because this is his second go-around, but he's targeted Barack Obama. He's kept his eye on the president. And that's what Republicans need to be doing, is they need to be challenging the record of the president because it's awful. This is a president who is in a situation that he should be easily defeated. You know, people like to toss out the comparison between him and Jimmy Carter, and it's apt. But the fact is that this president is in one of the weakest positions of any incumbent, and we've just basically handed him, or we're in the process of handing him, another 4 years. Because these guys, and lady, up until a couple weeks ago, or this past week, were always sniping at each other. I mean, the focus needs to be the president. And I think that Mitt Romney has understood that, and that's the reason he's been able to maintain, you know, top billing in all these polls.
I guess, I don't know. I mean, I heard someone say to me this morning, Mitt Romney deserves this. He's worked hard. And I'm like, no one. What the hell? No one deserves this.
Yeah.
Mitt Romney has been popular, hasn't he? 06? 07?
He's been campaigning, what, for 5 years straight, right?
Yeah, something
like
that.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have people convinced.
Yeah. Well, Rad. Well,
the problem, you know, while we've got this, is that for, you know, most of the last year, the mantra has been anybody but Romney.
Yeah.
And I think that in large part, we've skated by pretending we didn't actually have to make a decision, and we just said anybody but Romney. And so as these people keep getting in and keep getting in, and we get, I think, you know, in many cases, some pretty good candidates, we kept saying anybody but Romney. And anytime that somebody would raise an objection, we go back to the default common ground of anybody but Romney. And so since we haven't been advocating strongly and actually moving and coalescing around one candidate for the last year, and we just going time after time around anybody but Romney, I think that's hurt us a lot. And now we're saying anybody but Romney, and we may not have a choice.
Yeah.
Well, and here's, I don't know if you guys saw this last night, it was going around Facebook, but the statement was, I'm sorry you had a Tea Party revolution just to elect Mitt Romney.
Oh.
And it's a photo of one of the founding fathers, and that's what it says. And I'm sitting here going, you know, I'm not a Tea Party guy. Shut up, Raz. I'm not a Tea Party guy, but that rings so true. It's like, we're having this Tea Party revolution, but we're electing Mitt Romney? Really? And I'm a rhino.
You are a rhino, Mark.
And that guy scares me.
You know, I think that it is a huge blow to the Tea Party. But in large part, it comes down to the time we have and the professionalism that by which things are being run. Mm-hmm. And the Tea Party has a lot to learn and a lot to mature. And I work and I train Tea Party folks every single week and work with them all the time. And I consider myself a Tea Party guy. And as part of that, there is some serious lack of real campaign professionalism and focus in a lot of these areas. And many groups, the less effective ones, allow themselves to be co-opted on a regular basis by incumbents and by campaigns. And, you know, what I encourage these Tea Party groups and really any conservative organization You should be focused on finding out how you win elections in your precincts, hardwiring these things, and accruing political power. And that political clout only comes through winning elections. I don't care how many people are on your email list, how many Facebook fans you have, unless you can kick somebody out of office as well as get them there, it doesn't matter. Because, especially the Republican side this last cycle, after having, got our support to move in and get into office, now they don't believe we can kick them out. And the truth is, it's harder to kick people out than get people in, when they're, especially when we're talking about primaries. And so they believe we have enough help, that we can be enough help to them. They don't want us against them, at least in the generals. But what they don't care enough about is our ability to kick them out in the primaries. And we haven't proven in large part that we can. And really, this is the first primary where we have a chance to do that. And even with as strong as I believe the Tea Party movement is and can become, it's still kind of early in the infancy of the movement to be thinking we could have a deciding factor in a presidential election.
Raz, we have about 30 seconds left. Tell us what American Majority is going to be doing here the first part of the year, and what states that people can be looking towards having some grassroots-style training going on.
We've got several scheduled right now coming up through the next few weeks. We're in the process of scheduling more and more. We got 7 state offices and folks around the country. Every single week, and our staff are out there training people on how to be more effective and influence more voters for conservative values. If you want to find out more, AmericanMajority.org is the website. My email address is raz@AmericanMajority.org, and you can find me on Twitter at RazSchafer, RazSchafer.
Raz, thanks for being on the show this evening. And again, check out Raz on Twitter and AmericanMajority.org. Raz, thanks for being on the show tonight.
Thank you guys for having me on.
All right, you're listening to Gillespie here on FTRradio.com. We'll be right back after these messages. Stick around.
I woke with the fever in my blood, restless for a place inside you.
6 out of 10 Republicans recommend FTR Radio to everyone they know. The other 4 are rhinos. FTR Radio. Online at FTRradio.com.
And welcome back to Gillespie, the first episode of 2012. An episode of Gillespie just wouldn't be right if we didn't have an Ask a Rhino segment. And frankly, there are no two bigger rhinos in basically all of rhino history, and we're including all the guys who are running for president right now, than John Brodigan and Mark Warner. Typically, rhinos get along because all they want to do is win. They could care less about actual, values and beliefs. But there is a budding rivalry here between you two.
There's no rivalry. I'm just, he's an idiot.
John Brodigan is a loser. Brodigan has no, the Sherry Daniels stuff. That's Duke's idea. You stole Duke's idea.
I did not steal that from LaDuke at all.
Now, for the uneducated listener who may not follow these two tools on the Twitters, Duke has leveled the assessment. Duke and Brodigan actually have leveled the assessment that Indiana's First Lady Sherry Daniels has basically harnessed the cojones of our governor, Mitch Daniels, and is housing them, if you will, in her purse, because Mitch is not running for president.
Well, it's not just him. It's all the Indiana rhinos. It's Daniels. It's Warner. And aren't they really the only two rhinos you have in Indiana?
Well, we have a lot of people think we have one of our senators is a rhino.
That's right. Dick Lugar.
Yes. So go figure, go figure. And Mitch Daniels got his start with Dick Lugar. So,
and
for what you will.
And Mark Warner does like the Dick Lugar, so it all makes sense.
Well, let me just say this, Brodigan. you are from New York. You are the biggest rhino in that state.
Now,
Wayne, you're a conservative in there, and you're a YR and all this other crap, but do they really know that you're one of the biggest rhinos in New York?
I'm actually not even close.
And you see, Brodigan, actually, he fits right in, whereas you stick out like a sore thumb here, Mark, which leads me to the question, why do you hate America?
Oh, I don't hate America.
You obviously hate America. Brodigan, because people like you are forcing Mitt Romney down our throat.
Listen to me, you true conservative.
Huh?
Yeah, listen to me.
Oh, what? All you do is win. What? There's no value in that.
Yes, there is.
Now, and frankly, because all your rhinos lose in primaries to true conservatives.
Yeah, and look what happens to the true conservatives in the general. They get their asses kicked.
Not all the time. But
the thing that cracks me up about like Romney supporters like Warner with all they do is win. they flat out brag and wear as a badge of honor that they have no principles.
That is true.
I am not a Romney supporter. Where did you get that I was a Romney supporter?
It's all over the internet. So LaDuke says so.
Actually, not only that. Here's the dichotomy. This is the dichotomy that is Mark Warner. Not only does he support Mitt Romney, he also supports Ron Paul. Have you seen this?
I have not. Look,
actually, you know that's what? Right. I did see that video.
Yes. You two.
You're douchebags.
hey, this is a family show.
No, actually, you have John Brodigan and I on. All bets are off.
Yeah, Josh, you forgot. He supports Mitt Romney. He supports Ron Paul, and he also supports Dick Lugar.
You know what? You two, I feel.
I have not supported Mitt Romney. I do not support Ron Paul, and I am staying out of the Indiana Senate race, mind you.
Oh, you love the Dick Lugar.
Hold on here. We also have Dick Murdoch. Now,
Captain Redneck.
I want to bring in a special guest to this particular episode of Ask a Rhino. I'm bringing him in now. You can hear the phone ringing.
Oh my God.
We're bringing in a special guest.
Uh-oh. This can't be good.
No, this can't be good at all.
Our special guest this evening is the Roger Ailes of FTR Radio. One Thomas LaDuke.
Oh my God. Can I get a break tonight?
Okay. This is the best thing that could happen to this show.
Hang on, listen, Josh. I don't mind surprises, but if you're gonna surprise me with LaDuke, at least give me a heads up to like have time to pour a beer,
like drink a bottle of vodka. So
I'm actually doing this show dry right now.
Oh,
it's very uncomfortable for me.
Well,
that's the first time you've done anything dry in a while, there, John.
It really is.
Duke, I've been talking to the two ladies here,
yes.
We've been actually Brodigan and I have been pointing out how much of a rhino that Mark is, because on one hand he'll support Mitt Romney and on the other hand he'll support Ron Paul.
Yeah.
Have you seen this?
And actually, LaDuke, and on the third hand he likes the Dick Lugar.
Yes.
Mark Warner would support a dirty diaper if it had an R and an elephant on the front of it. He has no shame. He does not care. So.
Well, Duke, I'm going to raise.
Duke, just stop.
I'm going to raise the question to you, Duke,
mm-hmm.
Because I posed it to Mark and he refused to answer. But I think you might know the answer to this, Duke. Why does Mark hate America?
I do not hate America. John Brodigan hates America.
Mark John, Warner. I'd love your two cents in this too. Thomas, why does Mark hate America?
Listen, Michigan. If I lived in Michigan, I would hate America, myself, and everything else around me.
Mark Warner was born in a cave in Nigeria.
Tom, it's okay. He knows what he said.
I know what he said. Mark Warner was born in a cave in Nigeria. He moved to Hawaii as a young child. He does not have a birth certificate. And if you ever watch the movie The Omen, there's a lot of similar stances there that Mark Warner and this child are both the Antichrist.
I believe that child's name was Damien.
Yes, but if you spell it backwards in Swahili, it's Mark Warner.
Well, you know what? You got me there.
Yeah,
I would hate myself if I lived in Michigan.
we would have already shot you.
Now, okay. if I am correct,
broken glass on your cereal. I forget.
it's like that poet Uncle Cracker says, if heaven ain't all like Detroit, I don't want to go.
Oh, yes, the great poet Uncle Cracker.
That's Kid Rock, you dumbass.
If heaven ain't a lot like Detroit, I just as soon stay home.
Oh, this is good stuff here.
The thing is Josh, yes, I know this is Ask the Rhino segment.
Yes.
As you and Duke being the true conservatives, Duke, I question, but Josh, I know you're a true conservative because, you know, you're all about principles and all this other crap.
What our country was founded on.
Why do you support John Huntsman?
There's no truth to that. You can go through my Twitter feed and my Facebook and see that I've never supported John Huntsman. The attacks at your candidate supporters, Ron Paul, that they have leveled against John Huntsman has been unfair, to say the least.
Look, listen. First of all three of you losers just listen to me right now. Okay, Duke?
Yes, sweetie.
Sean Brodigan is slamming you bad in a certain group, which will be remain nameless. It's vote. Who do we want, Fingers or Duke? Everybody wants Fingers and Duke. What does Brodigan say? Screw Duke. I don't want him. I actually supported you.
That's a load of crap.
No, it's not, Brodigan. Now, don't lie. You know you did it, and don't deny it.
That is a load of crap. I voted against you just part of our shtick. You jumped on the anti-Trump bandwagon, and you turned people against him.
What?
Like, it's because of you that Terry Christoph is all like, now, ew, Duke now.
I'm sorry. I can't see Terry Christoph being ooh Duke ever.
No. She deals with me on a daily basis, so I can totally see that from Terry.
Oh, okay.
I saw it from Molly Teichman too.
Well, Molly's as moderate as you. I mean, you know,
is that possible?
Yes, it is possible.
Because Mark hates America. I don't think Molly hates America.
I do not hate America.
Yes, you do. You hate America, but you like the dick, Luger.
I'm actually surprised, Mark, that in liking the Dick Luger as much as you do, or as you like to say, my close personal friend, Dick, I'm actually surprised that Sherry Daniels allowed you to speak tonight without your two best friends, your left and right ball.
See, you know what? You can actually say that, but Brodigan stole that line from you, and now he keeps using it. So
that's fine. That's fine. I don't care if I get credit or not. I mean, if I wanted to, I could call it out. But it's a good line. It hurts. I know it hurts you, and whatever hurts you is good for the country as a whole.
Yeah.
So Mark, how do you feel? At what point will you be getting your two testicles back?
At what point will you quit being a douchebag?
Are the two relevant? Is that what you're saying? They're both on a parallel track?
You're a douchebag, too.
What?
What did Duke do?
I didn't stutter.
Okay, actually, hang on, Mark. In all seriousness, this is a serious question. When Mike Pence becomes governor, does Sherry Daniels still run the state, or does his wife take over?
Brought again. I won't allow you to even talk like that.
Is there some sort of constitutional mandate Sherry Daniels has to have the balls of the governor in a freezer?
Dang, guys.
which was surprisingly enough signed by Sherry Daniels.
So
you know, I'm sorry that you two live in states that is horrible and high taxes and create jobs.
That's true. Hey. That's true. Hey. Indiana is a haven of job growth.
Indiana is a beacon in the Midwest. You're absolutely right, but don't mess with me because I'll rob your mayor again.
Michigan, I shoot myself in the head.
Duke, we've been stealing jobs from Michigan for years because you've been running. You had a Canuck up there running your state for the longest time.
Absolutely right, and that's why when you're the mayor of Indianapolis came here, we stole his wallet.
That's right, you did.
And we'll do it again.
And also, hey, Mark, why weren't you on detail that day?
You know what, Duke? If I was you,
yeah,
I would have hung myself a long time ago.
If you were me, you'd be a dashingly handsome man and not know what to do with yourself most of the time. Well, at least you got the not know what to do with yourself most of the time bit down.
But hang on, listen, while we're whipping out our governors,
yes,
say what you will about Andrew Cuomo, but he's more conservative than half of our Republicans, and unlike Mitch Daniels, his woman knows her place.
Wow. Even I'm saying wow to that one.
You shouldn't even be dogging on Mitch Daniels.
Yeah, Mitch was your boy.
Right. He was my boy until like he got neutered by his wife. And I'm sorry. This new revelation that he'd be up for a vice presidential run. Really, his wife's going to allow that?
She
screws us in a presidential race by not letting him run, but yet she's okay with him being Mitt Romney's running mate. That proves that Indiana is full of rhinos.
Well, again, winning at all costs, right? Because that's what rhinos do. Forget principles or anything like that. It's about winning. And if, you know, Mitch can't run for president, but he can live in the Naval Observatory miles away from the cameras and the prying eyes, and that's probably fine.
Has Mark Warner, being that this segment is called Ask a Rhino or Beat Up on a Rhino, whatever it is, and we all know that Mark now has, we've seen a picture of him as Dainty Rhino dancing.
Yes.
Does he actually have the Mitt Romney for President signs posted up yet in his area, his corner down there?
Well, you see, I have seen his yard, and he has a Mitt Romney and a Ron Paul sign, one on each side of the driveway.
Conflicted.
And then he has the Rick Perry above his door.
So he's conflicted. Okay. Because, you know, of course, Mitt Romney would probably be considered the rhino in the race, and he's trying to hide his rhino-ness. But so he hasn't actually come out officially and run towards the Romney campaign, which I guess maybe after tomorrow, and if you believe the polls, well, what's going to happen is Mitt Romney will win New Hampshire handedly tomorrow. I guess maybe Mark will be one step closer to embracing his inner rhino and doing a little dance like he does.
Yes.
Well, no, actually, like a true rhino, Mark's only going to wait to endorse Mitt Romney until after he has the nomination.
Three weeks later.
Well, it's something.
It's been a middle of September. Mark Warner is going to come out on Hoosier Access. I'm about ready to make my presidential endorsement.
Oh, you know, I don't know. Did you guys happen to catch Drudge today? We're recording this on Monday, so those who are listening to this before the live broadcast of the Fingers Malloy show, the Snark Factor, the 3-hour live coverage of the New Hampshire results. The first primary in the nation, directly after this show.
And not to mention, Fingers is probably half drunk already. He still has an hour and a half before showtime.
That's right.
Oh, he ain't going to be pretty. No.
Well, neither are you, Duke. Let's be honest.
No. I'm not in New Hampshire, so.
Duke, you're drunk all the time, but then I guess I would be too when I live in Detroit.
I'm drunk on power. And don't make me rob your mayor again, bitch.
Yeah. If the Duke's drunk in anything, it's 99-cent tacos from mugshots.
True story. That is a true story right there. That is.
That's a factual statement.
Yeah. Which, by the way, LeDuc, since I have your attention, if you could do me a small favor, I know we hate each other, but if they happen to sell mugshot T-shirts, if you could bring one to the CPEX.
Yeah, you know it. Yeah, or I'll send it because you know I'm really hoping. I know this is going to break some hearts out there, but I really am hoping that I don't have to go to CPAC.
Okay.
Because I hate Washington, D.C., because I am I'm a true Heartland conservative.
Well, you are a true conservative. That's true right there.
I hate Washington, D.C. in February.
It's the seat of power, Duke.
Yeah, that's why I hate it, because it's just got a bad vibe.
Our Constitution is housed in Washington, D.C.
I've got a copy of it.
Do you hate the Constitution, Duke?
I love the Constitution. I've got 15 plasters.
You hate America and the Constitution, but then again, people from Michigan step all over it all the time, so.
Yeah.
They step all over it to go into the freezer to get Mitch Daniels' balls.
So you're not going to be at the CPACs.
No. I am because I'm told by many people. But you see, I'm a baseball lover. I think, as most people know. Yeah. And if I have a choice to go to CPAC or the spring training down in Florida, I mean, that's going to be a hard sell for me. You know. So, I'll definitely get a mugshot T-shirt for you. And then if I do go down to Florida instead of CPAC, then I will be monitoring what everybody is doing up in CPAC very closely. As I sit down at Joker Merchant Stadium going, thank God I don't have to deal with Mark Warner.
Because I'm thinking if I get the mugshots T-shirt and I pick up a Tigers cap, I might, for BlogCon, represent the D.
And then I'll be dancing in the streets doing a Dainty Rhino dance going, thank God Duke isn't here to look at his ugly ass mug.
See, you're going to miss his Dainty Rhino dance, Duke. Do you really want to miss that?
Yeah, because there are video cameras, iPhones. I mean, you know.
Oh, that's true. I will definitely have it.
Yeah, trust me. When Warner does the Dainty Rhino dance drunk, it's going to go on the YouTubes.
It is definitely.
Oh, it's absolutely. It's going to have 100,000 views before Warner wakes up the next morning, next to some woman named Bill, that was just hanging out in the right place at the right time, and good time was had by all.
You know, what's sad here is that I have to room with these two morons, Duke,
The CPACs. Oh, yeah, told me that. Oh, my God. So, yeah.
That's going to be a lot of fun.
That, now, it,
did
yeah.
Brought again? Did he just call us morons?
I think I actually just met you, Mark, because I have the highest esteem for John Brodigan.
You said these two morons.
It was a slip of the tongue.
Yeah, and actually Warner. Yeah,
I like
Warner as long as he's giving me his share of the room, he can call me whatever he feels like.
So that's a true diplomat living in the same state as the UN, you know, right there. You know, listen to that.
You know, the fact that I booked the room in October and 3 hours later I had my two roommates. You two of you can call me whatever you say as long as you show me the money that Wednesday. We're all good.
And a capitalist to boot. Look at that.
You know, that's the height of, I mean, well, yeah, that's republicanism right there.
You know, so, Duke, I really don't like you.
Why?
I don't
understand why.
Look at you. Have you looked at yourself?
I have.
The hate here is strong.
I know. It's tripping.
Brodigan, he still hasn't. He still looks in the mirror every morning and screams and begs for different looks. But you, I mean, have you embraced your ugliness yet?
See, wow. Mark's insults are really falling flat tonight because all he can do is hit up the ugly. And
well,
I mean, have you seen him, Josh?
Let's face it.
Well, here's the thing. Duke is, as Duke mentioned, he is a big baseball fan, and I know that he for some reason likes the Tigers. So I'm really hoping that should he ditch the CPACs, that he shaves the goatee but leaves the mustache so it can be Selleck-like.
Okay. Well, listen, I understand Mark Warner's angst because he lives in a red state. He's a purple guy with blue balls. That's got to hurt.
Wait, hang on. Folks, we have breaking news.
That's just got to hurt.
Hold on. Brodigan's got breaking news.
We've got breaking news. As you know, I've taken to calling myself the rated R Republican because I'm an unoriginal bastard.
Yes.
But it's news just broke right now on the TVs. The first inductee to WWE Hall of Fame 2012.
Yes.
My namesake, the rated R superstar Edge.
Yep.
Don't you have to be retired 5 years?
That's only in baseball.
No.
Yeah. No, I think in WWE, you have to be dead from steroids for the last 5 years.
Hey, Edge was
Actually, in the WWE, once you have to stop wrestling because you've broken your neck one too many times, you're eligible for the Hall of Fame.
There you go.
Well, let me just you know what, I just there was such a brilliant point on my part. I want to reiterate it again, and it's going on Twitter. Is that Mark Warner living in a red state, and he's a purple guy having blue balls? That just hurts.
And on that note, I think we've come to the end of our Ask a Rhino segment.
We're not out of time yet.
No, we ran out of time, Mark. You had your chance.
No, we're not out of time.
We are out of time.
We're not out of time.
We are out of time. Frankly, Mark, if you want to make your statement, you're going to have to come back on Ask a Rhino next week.
Yeah. Josh, thanks for having me on. LeDuc, it was good talking to you again.
As always.
Gentlemen, it's been fantastic.
You guys are douchebags, all three of you. Ass douches.
All right, guys. Good night.